Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Go ahead and say, let me say something. Let me check your level.
Hello. Testes.
1, 2.
Testicles. 1, 2, 3. Testicles.
1, 2, 3.
Need to get one of those removed, so it'll just be testicles. 1, 2. Testicles. 1, 2.
1, 1. 1, 1. Yeah. How does Lance Armstrong do a radio test? Testicles. 1, 1. Testicles.
I'm hearing you good. You're hearing me fine.
Yep, that's all right. You're hearing me good?
I am.
All right, cool. Well, we're going to try this one more time with Mike Jones on the podcast. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, did you see that you actually had, like, fans on? They were like, yeah, get Mike back on.
Really?
Yeah, it was on Facebook. Brian Burge and a couple of people are like, yeah, get Mike back on. You need help.
Wow, I've got fans. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Well, you know, when you're funny.
I hope they're oscillating fans because it's like 98 degrees and the humidity makes it feel like 105 here in Nashville. So,
is it really bad there today?
Oh, God, if they're fans, yeah, they need to get here and fan my naked body to get the sweat off me.
That's what the wife is for.
Oh, no, she's working late, so.
Worthless.
She's letting me know she's not going to be home for a while.
She's worthless.
Yeah, I know. I've just been, like, kind of rubbing my junk down with Icy Hot and pretending I was climbing Mount Everest in the nude. You know, I was wanting to pretend I was climbing Machu Picchu, but I don't really know where that is. So.
That's somewhere in South America, right? That's the other.
Well, it's probably hotter than fucking South America, so I'm not going to climb Machu Picchu.
Mount Picchu.
I go there, probably have to rub my testicles in, like, Frank's fire sauce or something so I can get the.
I put that shit on everything. I love that commercial.
I just put it on my bag when I want to pretend I'm climbing Machu Picchu.
That's Mount Pikachu. Pikachu.
Mount Pikachu.
What is, isn't that? What,
don't pitch at me.
Isn't that what is the name of the Pikachu? Isn't that the game the kids play? Pokemon. Mount Pokemon. Pikachu is
Pokemon.
One of them. I don't know.
I thought Pikachu was a dog breed.
That's a Pekingese.
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 Yeah. Oh,
I have a toy. Okay. I have a toy poodle, so I can't make fun of anybody's dog.
Butterfly.
Sweet. Toy poodle. Yeah.
Sweet little pup.
Yeah, except when she wakes me up at 4:30 in the morning, licking my face. I hate when they figure something out like that. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh God.
That, mm-hmm. Yeah, one or two times I thought, oh, that's kind of cute, and now it's become a daily. Like, hey, look at this. I figured out what it takes to wake him up.
We had an adopted poodle once named Fifi that we took from an older lady that couldn't take care of her anymore. And good God, Fifi had breath like a, I don't know, it was like a Captain D's dumpster in July.
Smelled like shrimp tail.
Oh God, it was pretty horrible. Probably not as horrible as a Red Lobster. Yeah, Red Lobster's out there in Denver.
Oh yeah, that's one of our favorite restaurants.
Is it really?
Yeah, Miss Thing and I love the cheesy biscuits.
Really? Those Chesapeake Bay biscuits.
You're not
the one here near my house, though. It's like really dirty.
Uh huh.
It's dirty. So I mean, like back in the '80s, I took a date there, and she's kind of skanky anyway. You know, and she was wearing a mini skirt, and she had the crabs.
She ate the crabs, is what you're saying.
She had the crabs.
she had the crabs. She ate the seafood platter.
I'm not sure she had got the crabs at Red Lobster.
Wow. I sure hope Red Lobster isn't listening.
I love Red Lobster.
I always go for the big platter. I can't remember. I think it is the seafood, the captain's platter. Something like that, where it's got the lobster, the shrimp fried and then the shrimp scampi. You know, it's a little bit of everything. And the crab legs.
The captain's platter. Isn't that what they call that? The captain's platter?
I think so. I think that's what... I always get that, and then I always end up not finishing it. And then I bring it home and not eat it later.
Yeah, not eat it later, because it's just a big fried plate of, like, heart attack.
Fried shit does not bring home and reheat well, does it?
No. It's like rubber vagina or something after you put it in the microwave the next day.
That's what the French fries are like when you bring French fries home. The next day, French fries, they're like just rubber, tiny rubber dildos.
McDonald's French fries, those things are so good when they're fresh.
Yeah, when they're fresh, but even when they go cold while you have them in the bag, they're bad.
Yeah, they do. And then you get like the, you know, you're driving around eating your French fries out of the bag because you can't wait till you get home and you throw the, your straw wrapper in there and you eat a little paper that's been laying next to the French fries and it kind of tastes like McDonald's French fries. It's probably more nutritious for you than the actual French fries.
Probably.
I don't know what those things are made out of.
It has more fiber.
Yeah, because, I mean, once they get cold, they're pretty bad. It's like they came out of a Play-Doh pumper or something.
I did that recently. I went to McDonald's to grab us something. I shouldn't even say I'm eating McDonald's, but I ran to McDonald's and got the large order of fries because we were going to split it. And you know how you think, well, I'll just have one on the way home. I'll just eat another one. I'll eat two. And there was no fries by the time I got home. I didn't realize. I just got home with no fries. You didn't save me any.
Yeah. I ate McDonald's last week for lunch, as a matter of fact, because I was really busy and I didn't have a lot of time, so I stopped and got some McDonald's and was really guilty about it when I ate it. But
at least it was
as gross as I remembered it being. It was pretty damn awful.
Well, how do we get hankering for it, though? Every once in a while, you go, I have a hankering for McDonald's. I really want some McDonald's. Is it just something it does to your body that we just start wanting? I need shit in me.
I don't know. You think about McDonald's, think, oh, yeah, that would be good. I'm about to starve to death. McDonald's would be great. It's on my way. It's quick. It'd be delicious. And you eat it, and it's like, ugh. Like you just ate a bag of cement with, put some sweet tea in there. And
McDonald's is not, to me, is not one of my favorite fast foods. I would have to go with Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Boy, do we just start something, huh?
Yeah. I'm not a huge Chick-fil-A fan.
Because of the food or because of their stance?
Because of the food.
What's not to love about waffle fries in a Polynesian sauce?
I don't know. Probably the fact that if I'm like out, drunk on a Sunday, I can't get those.
That's the one problem.
By McDonald's and get those Quikrete fries.
Quikrete. Quick setting French fries.
Quick setting, yeah. It's like you could set a mailbox post in my ass by the time I'm eating those microwave McDonald's fries.
Well, that's almost as bad as the Burger King. Once they go bad, you could use them as rebar. Just lay those down and get the.
Burger King's got it down though, because their hamburgers, as fake as they are, they actually taste like a hamburger. Where the McDonald's burger is just like some microwave crap.
Well, I remember Burger King being the flame broiled. My parents loved it. Dad would always take us to Burger King over McDonald's because it was flame broiled and like a real burger. But I don't think any of those are like real burgers now, either Wendy's, McDonald's, or Burger King. I think, real burgers now for fast food are like Five Guys.
Yeah, the only way you're going to get like a flame broiled Burger King is if they have like a kitchen fire and the microwave they're using to heat your burger up catches on fire.
And then,
you're going to taste like a kid fire extinguisher.
Nothing beats a homemade burger, though. Nothing, when you smash it with your hands and and get human skin on it, then that's when it's tasty.
Yeah, human skin on the spatula. You put those burgers and get the taste of the human skin on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you scorched eyebrow hairs and whatnot, yeah, it's awesome stuff.
I don't grill burgers well. I try, but I always end up like overcooking the outside and still raw on the inside. So usually it's a typical duo of on the grill and then back in the microwave to cook the center of it, because the microwave cooks from the center out.
Yeah. One of my wife and one of our favorite girlfriends, we were hanging out. What's today? Wednesday? I guess it was Sunday night. We were hanging out, and I was tasked with the honor of grilling the salmon. We were, you know, sitting around out on the patio next to her pool, and I was supposed to grill the salmon. So, you know, we had looked like a nuclear holocaust by the time I was through grilling that salmon. But, you know, lemon butter, all that, had like clouds of smoke going and everything. Yeah, it was pretty good salmon. I probably ruined her grill, but hell, they got a couple of those.
Are you the grill master? Are you one of those guys, you know, like the men's men that I know the grill?
No. I was just told I was going to be the grill master for the night, so, you know, yeah. I always accept the challenge. There's no challenge I won't accept.
I have faced
carpet burn on my knees.
I have faced death. There is nothing I won't take on now.
Absolutely. That's the attitude that I take, you know. I've laid on a gurney taking my dying breath. So, yeah, if you want me to grill some salmon, no biggie. I'll grill some salmon. If I melt down your grill, you know, and smoke in the house, and whatever, your problem.
Yeah, smoke alarm goes off inside. You know something's wrong outside. I was just looking at this news story before I called you about this guy that ordered a big screen TV, big flat panel television online, and instead a high-powered assault rifle was delivered to his door.
What's wrong with that?
I know, that's what I was thinking. This guy's complaining about it on the little video clip, and it was like, you ordered a big screen TV, and yet you got a $2,000 gun.
Yeah, but maybe the TV was worth $4,000.
Yeah, no, not if you got it off.
I can't watch vampire porn on an AR-15. What the hell?
Six hour. Yeah, that's the name of the gun. SIZ.
Hell yeah.
SIZSAUER. Zigzauer. Zig 76.
That's German.
Yeah, it was a Zig 716. And according to the officials, this gun would have been illegal under the federal assault weapons ban that expired in 2004. So he reported this, like, to the police, instead of just going, shit, yeah!
Yeah, score!
Yeah, I don't... Some people I don't get, you know, unless he just thought, well, this, I'll get on the news with this.
Yeah, I mean, so you order a TV and you get an assault rifle. So now you have an assault rifle and you don't have any record, no paperwork to tie you to the assault rifle. So
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, and with the rifle, he could have gone and gotten a big screen TV.
Yeah, you have an assault rifle that's listed with the IRS as a Panasonic, you know, 63-inch 3D television.
Uh-huh. The police told him that it would be illegal to transport the gun in a car, therefore it couldn't be sent back.
How did he receive it?
It was
helicopter. Did they drop it in on a helicopter?
It was left by the mail in the hallway of his apartment.
The hallway of an apartment.
Yeah, they just you know how UPS does. They'll just leave a box by your door. So anybody could have got a hold of this gun.
Yeah, anybody could have had an assault rifle, a 6 hour even. Sweet. I wish I lived next door to this dude.
Have you ever gotten any mistake mail?
Of course. Some of the best sex toys I've ever used around here.
They were supposed to go to your neighbor.
they're supposed to go to my menopausal neighbor next door. She, like, scowls at me when she's mowing her grass.
Yes.
Probably because she got a fucking assault rifle instead of the dildo that she ordered off Amazon.
You got the assault toy. She got the assault rifle.
She's like, I don't know, that's a little long. I'm not going to try that.
Yeah, this assault rifle came with a 20-round clip where her assault toy would have been a 20 battery. No, I got a thing where I ordered off of eBay. I ordered the mixing board that I use for the podcast. It's just a little small mixing board. And I ordered it, and I waited, and it didn't come. So I wrote them an email, and they said, oh, sorry about that. We'll get it right to you. And I got two of them. Two of them showed up.
Wow, you scored.
Yeah. So I've got one.
I got a dishwasher like that once. I got a really cool $1,000 dishwasher like that. And I ordered one and got two. But, you couldn't really mix a podcast on there.
No. And what are you going to do with an extra dishwasher? You can't do, well, I guess you're in the South. You can put it out in the front yard.
Yeah. You put it out on the front porch next to the couch.
They'll be like, look, they're making an addition on that house.
Uh-huh. Look. Look what they got. A-track player with Randy Travis.
Oh, is that something, huh? What do you think about that?
I don't know. He's losing it. He probably needs to read what I've been reading.
What's that? The Bible?
The Bible? No, actually, I was reading the history of anal bleaching.
Oh! Seriously? I hope you're joking.
No, I was reading the history of anal bleaching.
And how did it get started?
Like, so, I don't know, but they're so serious about it, it just cracks me up. Mind if I read a little bit of this?
No, if you have it, please.
Oh, listen. No one can point to a watershed moment where anal bleaching gained mainstream popularity. But once again, a series of events led to the relative boom in popularity it is experiencing now. In the early 2000s, Brazilian waxing became extremely popular for many reasons, such as the popularity of smaller swimsuits and lingerie. And because of the spread of pornography in the mainstream, much of today's pornography features women who are completely hairless. Once Brazilian waxing uncovered previously unseen parts of the female body, many women were embarrassed that the color of their private area didn't much match the rest of their body.
Ooh.
These women began to look for a solution.
So they turned to Clorox.
Yeah, thank God we didn't get the dollar store bleach.
What do you? It makes you wonder if just from reading that, how that makes a turn there. So they started looking. Would they just look around the house like, I got a Clorox stick.
What am I going to do for this brown eye?
Shout it out.
Soon, drugstores and popular online outlets began offering a range of do-it-yourself anal bleaching creams, and anal and genital lightening began being offered as a laser-based treatment at cosmetic surgery centers. Although the popularity of anal bleaching is nowhere close to that of Brazilian waxing, it has definitely garnered plenty of mainstream recognition over the past several years. So, see, anal bleaching is socially acceptable now.
No. Mm-mm.
No?
No. But that would be, I've seen some nasty ones, though. Not in person. I'm just talking about, never in person, but sometimes people like to
send,
but on email, like people love to send you gross pictures. I'm sure
I don't get those.
You don't get those at all?
No.
I have a comic friend that actually turned off his text messaging where he gets pictures because he got tired of, he goes, I never get good looking people. They always send me like, here's this giant fat ass. Look, he goes, look at this gaping butthole. I don't want to see that, much less I don't want to pay to see it. So I had it turned off.
Oh, God. Mm.
Yeah, I've got
nobody sends me anything like that.
I got your number now.
Oh, sweet. Please do. I need at least one person that sends me gaping butthole photos on the daily basis.
I'll send you one of those with in need of a bleaching, just so you know.
Sweet.
And you can do your Photoshop. You can make me a before and after picture.
I'll do it. I'll send it back to you.
That is so raw. Well, I don't know if you heard the podcast the other day. There was I had a thing on here where the doctor was saying that women need to stop all the waxing and bleaching in the Brazilians.
I've heard of that, but what's wrong with this doctor? What's the matter with this guy?
Well, no, it's a female. She's saying that, you know, that
oh, she's a shrubbery fan.
Well, who isn't? But what I'm saying is, according to this article, is she said, you know, God put it there for a reason, and in her practice, the gynecology practice, that she's seeing a lot more trouble because of this, you know, because that it was there to prevent chafing, and now there's rashes, and she said boils, and all this other stuff, ingrown problems, and she just made it sound nastier than it would be to leave it alone.
Sounds like a lesbian to me.
Yeah, but a good one.
True vegetarian.
You are what you eat.
You are.
Apparently I'm a jelly bean.
Oh, God. I must be a big pussy then.
Is that like Bigfoot?
Could be.
Spotted out in the woods. Bigfoot's cousin. We were out in the woods.
Some guy in a really dirty Winnie the Pooh costume making YouTube videos. Bigfoot is real.
You don't believe in Bigfoot?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen Bigfoot. I've been out in the woods a lot.
Yeah, but that's their superpower. They know how to hide. It's kind of like
really? Well,
yeah, it's like okay. They're like a clitoris.
It's a little man in the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't tip the boat over.
Yeah, I've been out in the woods a lot. I mean, I grew up playing on my grandparents' farm and stuff. And, you know, pretty much all I ever saw were like woodchucks and squirrels and, you know, deer, things like that.
Never Bigfoot.
Never really saw any Bigfoots.
Well, that's the point. It's the elusive Bigfoot. But, you know, a lot of people have found, you know, things that scientists have actually said, you know, we can't identify this hair sample, and we can't identify this scat sample, you know. So there, don't you believe?
Probably came from Rosie O'Donnell.
the scat had hair in it.
Yeah, we don't know where this back hair came from.
We found it. Somebody's been rubbing up against this tree.
It must be some has-been liberal female comedian.
Oh, God. Why aren't I on The View? I should be on The View.
Oh, Rosie.
Yeah, she had her day. People loved her, you know. Everybody.
Yeah, she had her day, like, what, 30 years ago?
Yeah, do you remember that movie she made about Last Exit to Eden where she played the dominatrix? Did you ever see that?
I did see that, as a matter of fact. Wasn't that the one where the girl from China Beach was in that?
Yeah, Dana Delaney. She was hot. But
yeah, Dana Delaney. Yeah, she spanked some guy on the ass with a goody hairbrush.
Yeah. And it wasn't
really called an orgasm.
It wasn't really called a goody brush at the time, but it was afterwards.
I don't know, years after that, I couldn't look at my goody hairbrush without getting a bigger erection.
I love that you got specific with the brand of hairbrush. Wasn't that a goody hairbrush?
It was a goody hairbrush.
Goody.
A wood grain handled goody hairbrush.
Sold at fine drugstores everywhere.
King of the 80s feathered hairdo, yeah.
Were you one of those that walked around with the brush or comb in those days?
Oh, no. Not me. No.
You always saw the guys with the handle sticking out of the back of their pants, you know?
No, not me. No, didn't have that sticking out of my pants.
That's
not a goody hairbrush, anyway.
That's because Rosie O'Donnell wasn't there to get you all excited and make it stick out.
I bet. I bet Rosie had one, though.
Oh,
I bet she had a few hairbrush handles sticking out of her pants. It's probably hidden by the chain wallet.
Or, yeah.
And the construction worker boots that she was wearing.
She was in the Village People?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
It's fun to stay at the Y Rose. Y Rose. Now, look at this. Now we're back at Chick-fil-A again. What the hell happened?
I don't know. I hope you're editing, though.
Oh, I've got plenty to edit.
Good.
Oh, there was another. Hold on. There was another story I was going to ask you about. Let me see if I can find it here.
I'd say about 90% of this shit needs to be cut from this podcast.
90%?
About 90%. Let's keep going until we've got a usable team.
There's got to. We'll get something good out of this. Hold on. Did you watch any of the Olympics?
I have not. I watched the Olympics big time when I was a kid, but not as an adult. Yeah,
I just, I'm amazed how people just went apeshit over the Olympics, you know, just you follow it on Twitter and Facebook. They're like just so excited, and it doesn't really matter, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't. It really doesn't. I was like watching the Olympics back in the 70s when I was a kid, hoping I would get a glimpse of, you know, Nadia Comaneci's, you know, horizontal vagina, but never happened for me.
Yeah, you ordered a shot of the parallel slot on the parallel bar, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there was one thing that happened. I saw the clip on, I think it was Huffington Post, where the women's swim team, it was one of the water polo or something like that, and there was a nipple shot. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was like nipple slip.
I haven't been watching.
It's like nipple slip at the Olympics, and I'm like, oh, cool, let me like get a look at this. And then when I called it up, you're like, oh, God, I didn't really need to see that. You know, it was so not like a hot chick, you know what I mean? It was like Rosie O'Donnell in a Baywatch outfit.
It's like the men's powerlifting competition.
Exactly.
Russian women, you can't really tell the difference.
Oh, here's the story that I was going to ask you about. Denny's in Las Vegas. First of all, Denny's just makes for a good story, no matter what. But Denny's in Las Vegas is going to add a wedding chapel.
So you can get married at Denny's now?
You can get married at Denny's in Las Vegas.
Well, then there's nothing you really can do at Denny's.
Nothing. 24 hours a day. Did you want breakfast or get married? Do you want the eggs?
You can have eggs. You can get married. You can have sex with waitress as long as you put out safety cones so nobody has a slip and fall accident.
Yeah, there's going to be, it says, at the new Denny's Las Vegas, there's adding a new unique feature. A wedding chapel center in the restaurant, according to the Las Vegas Sun. The 24-hour breakfast chain has leased more than 6,000 square feet of space in the new Neapolitan. Yeah, Neapolis.
They have three flavors of wedding.
No, that's the three flavors of wedding. I take the chocolate.
You're talking vanilla and chocolate wedding at Denny's.
I want a chocolate wedding. Mm-hmm. People are going to travel to see this Denny's.
I bet lots of Irish people are going to go to Denny's and have the strawberry wedding.
That's give me the ginger wedding. The wedding scene. The wedding scene is much a big part of Vegas. It says, and they don't want to miss out on that business.
Well, I don't blame them.
So for 99.
It's a tough world out there. Tough economy.
Yeah.
Any way you can make money having a, you know, Neapolitan wedding at Denny's.
So now there's going to be, look at all the ways to gamble in Vegas. There is slot machines, crap tables, poker tables, and Denny's wedding chapel. Look at all those gambling choices.
Oh, I would say getting married to Denny's would be a huge gamble. Do that on Saturday night and wake up on Monday and, you know, see how you feel.
Yeah. Find
that
you got.
You definitely gambled.
Yeah. They get married and they give you a mug to take home. Your commemorative Denny's
and
mug.
And passes for the food bar.
All right, dude, we're at 30 minutes. That's what we shoot for here on the Remasculate Podcast. I appreciate you joining me tonight.
Glad to be here.
And we'll do this again, and we'll find more Bigfoot Rosie O'Donnell things to talk about.
One and the same.
I don't know. You bringing anal bleaching to the table stands heads above some of these podcasts.
Anal bleaching is a serious concept, something that needs to be, you know, probably discussed in the mainstream media.
Probably. And now that I know about it, I have something to fall back on as a career in case this podcast thing doesn't take off.
Mm-hmm. You absolutely do.
That's right. What do you do during the day? Oh, I anal bleach, and at night I try to podcast.
Yes. A little, you know, distilled water and some barkeeper's friend and, you know, Rosie O'Donnell's anus.
Oh, wow. And I was just going to go get something to eat. I think I'll pass now. All right, dude. Well, hey, Mike, thanks for joining me on the show.
Hey, glad you had me and glad I could help you lose some weight.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
See ya.
See ya.
That was Mike Jones. Mike is a friend of mine from Facebook. If you don't follow Mike on Facebook, you should. Look him up. Mike Jones, Nashville. He's the only one in Nashville. I don't know any other way to tell you to find him. That's how you should find him. Mike Jones in Nashville. Funny man. I like when he comes on and joins me. Hope you had a good time today. I want to say thank you to Perky Jerky. Check him out, perkyjerky.com. As you know, Norm and the guys are loving it. You try it, you'll love it too. Pop Chips. You know what? Let's go ahead and start talking about that. Pop Chips is going to have a contest. They're going to let me give away 1 month's worth of Pop Chips. It's a month's worth of Pop Chips. I don't know how much that is because I could probably eat a lot in a month, but they said they're going to give me that. So when we get the details, I'll give that to you on Facebook. Go check them out at Pop Chips on Twitter. It's at Pop Chips, or you can check them out at Pop Chips CO. That's the Colorado version of it. And we're going to give these chips away. I love them, man. The Thai sweet chili chips, amazing. What else can we do? You know what? I've got some Perky Jerky right now that I need to give away. So let's do this. For the first five people, the first five that write me at mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. That's mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. I want you to send me an email that just write it in big cap letters with your name. Put your name, and I want my Perky Jerky. And I'll take a picture of it, and I'll send you some Perky Jerky, and we'll send that picture, take a snapshot of your name with Perky Jerky, and we'll send it to them. That way, everybody gets a little good promo out of this. Got to help out our sponsors, dude. All right, it's been fun. Follow us on Stitcher.com. You can get us on podbean.com. You can find us on Remasculate on Facebook. It's got its own page now. So there we go. I'm looking to get a web page, an actual web page with Remasculate. Shit, I even need to get one for myself. SteveMudflapMcGrew.com. I need one of those. I need a webmaster. If you know one of those, get in touch with me. All right, dudes, Tiki Power. Tiki Power, activate. You guys have a great rest of your day. Have a great night. And I'll see you. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mudflap house, flapping and poo, and they're under with the razor nose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. thinks about guns and trucks and Stooges 3, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me?